Is it true that I will earn 20 times the amount of money I earn in Nigeria if I were practicing in the U.S.? Yes, maybe it's true. Is it true that I will drive finer cars? Yeah, most likely. Is it true that buying a house will be much easier? That is it's a matter of fact. But is it true that America has over 2,000 pathologists and there are only 20 and something million people and 140 million people that time did not have 50 comfortably that they are sure is not going somewhere tomorrow? Now, are you seeing the reasoning pattern? That is Naomi versus, you know, your person. Now, I'm not saying everybody must toe my line in that area. But you have to know what you are looking at in life. The first point is simple, all right? And this is a point that God has a purpose for your life. And faith is magnified as you recognize that fact and that purpose. First, that you know that he has a purpose, and two, you come to discover that purpose. That same time I was telling you about when I was traveling, my friend said, Banky, are you sure you're going to come back? And I when people say things like that, it actually bothers on annoying me. That what do you mean? That means you don't know me. So I just somebody who understood the spiritual thing. So I said, my ministry day here. He said, okay, ministry day America too. I left the discussion there. My reason is that ministry is not just preaching. There are people you are supposed to preach to. I was watching Bishop Oyedepo this morning. I came down to just eat something and I saw it was on NTA. So I sat down in front of the TV and I was watching. Very powerful message. Very, very powerful. I've not heard Bishop as powerfully as that in a long time. It's a recent message. Very powerful. And it described when he knew he was going into ministry. And at the point in time, everything had been, was prepared. He wanted to go to U.S. to go out for other preparation and everything. And then he said it was cheap. It was 1,400 naira. That time. This was 1980-something. 83 or so. Then he went to the bush to go and pray. And then the Holy Spirit spoke to him. And said, the thing that you are looking for from abroad, they don't come from abroad, they come from above. He now made a statement. He said, maybe if I had gone and stayed, said, maybe I'll be driving a truck in America now. What am I saying? What one of the things that increases your faith, I wanted to start talking about this about 3 weeks ago. Maybe I've gotten there back there again now. Is for you to recognize that indeed you have a purpose. That's the one Naomi in your life. Ruth looked at her mother-in-law and said, if I leave this woman, you know, don't always think, in fact, don't think that God always has a replacement for you because he does not always have a replacement. The mistake we make a lot of times, we think that God has a replacement. If Pastor Banky does not preach, somebody else will preach. Listen, it's not true. I wish you get to that point. There's a message I preach in a particular way that I preach it. Until my father resurrects, marries another my mother, and gives birth to another me, nobody will preach that message. And that might take God another 50 years to rearrange. That's why God said, don't just take the grace of God in vain. Be careful. Don't just, if I was listening to Billy Akon, he said, God takes time to prepare people he will use. Therefore, if God has prepared you, be careful how you use the unction he has placed upon you. Because it took him a long time to prepare you for that job. He says, so be careful. Don't just get up as a preacher and be talking nonsense. I told the story of Asa for you to understand that. I've said something to you before, alright? That a lot of people you celebrate, you began to celebrate them after they miss God. I don't know where I get my point. Listen. Do you know the amount of songs to sing about Asa? After that victory of 1 Kings chapter 15. People will say, this man is smart. He didn't have to fight. If some other kings now, they will say they are walking by faith. They will go and face Baasha. They will go and face... He was very wise. Point number two, know how to use your wisdom to negotiate even with your enemies. How do we know it is good? Because after Asa negotiated with his enemy, then Baasha ran away from him, and they got all the goods of Baasha. Praise God. And we'll call it wisdom. I said, ah, that man is too much. Many men will tell you that, Pastor Bank, just turn this into a church. You'll be amazed at how much you grow. And believe me, if I do this, the devil is very good at that. Overnight, boom, explosion. From driving small cars, you start driving big cars. People will be greeting you every Sunday. Sir, the Lord said we should just, that's 250,000 naira, 1 million naira. And you say, praise God. You now start telling stories. There was a time we were struggling. Now we have moved into a breakthrough. You'll be smiling foolishly. And God will be shaking his head. Said, this guy just capped his lifespan. He's dying at the age of 54. He does not know. He will leave a nationally spread denomination behind, but I'll still kill him anyway. Of course, ignoramuses are celebrating. Praise God. My God. Did you see how that man just exploded, just broke through? It's called the Asa versus Basha, including Ben-Hadad phenomenon. Are you getting what I'm explaining? Yes. A lot of times we celebrate people because of the temptations of life they fell for. You can imagine that Opal got back home. As they arrive, one handsome rich man would just say, we don't need to talk, say we marry us since. I thought you were going to Judah too. Next thing, he marries her. Builds her a nice house. She bores 3 children. And everybody say, praise God. She operated by wisdom. She knew when one season was over. And she allowed the season to end. So she moved into another season. We say all kinds of things. And say it works. Meanwhile, that's the end of Opa. You know, all you know about Opa is that she married somebody, the person died, and she went back home. Period. But as for Ruth, the story of Ruth was told because of David. No, open to the end of Ruth. Quickly go back there. And you read the Bible, there are a few names that God called Jesus Christ. One of the names he used to call the Lord Jesus was David. A lot of people don't know. You hear of the sure mercies of David. Which one David are you talking about? It's not the physical David. It's Jesus Christ he's talking about. You hear him say that, thou will not allow thy Holy One to see corruption. And the disciples said, no, physical David saw corruption. That Holy One is Jesus Christ. That shows how much God valued the person called David. And why was the story of Ruth written? It was to show how David came to be. Read the last chapter of Ruth. The last few verses. From verse 18. Now these are the generations of Perez. To Perez was born Hezron. To Hezron Ram. To Ram Aminadab. To Aminadab Nashon. And to Nashon Salmon. Salmon to Boaz. And Boaz. And to Boaz Obed. And to Obed Jesse. And to Jesse David. That's the end of that book. That is honor. Are you getting what I'm explaining? That is honor. Ruth married Boaz. And had a son who had another son who now had David. I hope I didn't jump any step or include an extra step there. What's the point I'm making? How did she live forth the legacy? How did she live the life that God wanted her to live? Christians like to, you know, I hear it all the time. Sometimes I get tired. Other times I wonder whether I'm not too insensitive. Other times I wonder whether I'm all right. Other times I wonder whether other people are all right. Yeah, and God spoke to me, and God spoke to me, and as I was talking, God spoke to me. I've heard people say, God spoke to me things I don't believe. Do you understand my point? God spoke to me like that. I said, God doesn't smoke. How can you tell me God spoke to you? That kind of thing. But maybe he knows what he's saying. I don't know. God did not speak to Ruth. Christians like to hear voices. Do the things that are right. They don't want to do it. They want to hear voices. Pray and pray and pray until your spirit becomes quiet. You pray, pray, pray until the Holy Spirit wakes up from his slumber. Then you pray and pray and pray until he begins to remember what God wanted him to say to you. You pray and pray and pray and pray until he suddenly begins to say it. Hey! So a man comes and says, after we have fasted and prayed 48 hours, then the Holy Spirit spoke and you look at him.
Jaguda.
You should have just done what was right. Which one the Holy Spirit speak after 48 hours? It's not necessary. There are things that are right, there are things that are wrong. What's wrong with you? Ruth woke up, looked at her mother-in-law, and compassion for her mother-in-law led her into destiny. You get what I'm saying? I said before that Christian life, faith, all right, it's not just about, you know, it's walking by love. He said, neither, in Christ is neither circumcision nor uncircumcision profits anything. It is faith that works by what? By love. How did now a Ruth's faith get kindled? It got kindled by the fact that she was walking in love towards her mother-in-law, and she discovered her mother-in-law's people and then discovered her God. Then she woke up having a lot of eschatology in her brain. And it shall come to pass that a son shall be born, and the son shall be called Jesus Christ, and that Jesus shall save the world. She didn't know all of that. Just said, this is my mother-in-law, must not suffer. That's all she understood. And that led her, do you follow my point, into actions that made her an ancestress of Jesus Christ. Many people knew about the coming of the Lord. They could tell you, in fact, some were so good, they could almost calculate the time. But there's no record of their presence in the scriptures. Why? Because it is not intellectual knowledge of the will of God that takes him to the center thereof. No, it is about doing the right thing each time. God then leads you by himself into that center of his will. That's what it means by he leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. You are getting the point. You are getting the point. What are the now means in your life? Number one, I said, you must understand that your life has a purpose. You must. And when you are making decisions, you are doing things. I mean, I of course, because I'm a preacher, I'm the one preaching, I keep using myself as an example. I made a decision recently. I won't tell you exactly why, but God led me. I mean, I won't tell you exactly what, but God finally led me, and I understood, this is the point, I understood the love of God for people. Then I changed certain patterns of ministry that I had. You will see the effects over the next few weeks and months, all right? Why? Because I just understood the love that God has for people. Not as if the Holy Spirit had to whisper, my son, people will hear all kinds of voices. But when you focus on the fact that, listen, I was created to be a blessing to the lives of people. You don't just jump up and move up and down anyhow. What the devil sold, all right, to Eve, that made Eve disbelieve God, leading to Eve disobeying God, because you can't disobey God until you disbelieve him, you will become wise. You will become like one of the gods. After he pumped her again and again in her mind, and she was swelling and swelling and swelling, swelling in her mind, boom, my head burst, she chopped. That takes me to the next now me in your life. Simply, God. Are you getting my point? What I mean? That is, they looked at Joseph. Joseph, come. Nobody will know. I am the master's wife. Joseph says, okay, fine. My father thinks I'm dead. Nobody knows I'm here, but there is still one person who my daily work must please. Do you get my point? And he said, I cannot do this thing and sin against God. These two things are the Naomis in your life. If you focus on them, your faith will grow automatically. Do you know, there's something the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3. It said, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. That's what I'm bringing out. In all your ways, he said he will direct your path. Now, let me tell you something. This will help you as a believer. When it says, in all your ways, acknowledge him, he will direct your path. We taught ourselves, and maybe you too have been taught like that. I was taught like that too, but I've been corrected. We think that God will now whisper. And because we hear people say, God said to me, God said to me, God said to me, God said to me, Please don't worry about people who said God said to them. Whether he did or not is none of your problems. Is that okay? Sometimes you hear me quote somebody who said God said to him, don't even worry about that at all. Because what happens a lot of times is that people go and settle down and say, how come this God is not talking to me? We quarrel. You want to hear the truth? Most of those God said to me, nobody said anything to anybody. There's one man, if I'm thinking of him in my mind now, he punctuates God, his message with so many God said to me is that there are times he tells me things, he says things that I just say, now wow, God must like to talk. Oh. And as I was going that day, God said to me, how many leaves are there on that tree on the side of the road? And I said, Lord, I do not know. He said, good. So you shall not know the number of blessings that will come your way. I said, You needed God to say that. You know they read the Bible. What's your problem? And as I got to the junction, and the Lord said, how many roads lead to this junction? And I began to count, and there were four. And then what? And the Lord said, blessings shall come to you from every direction. Because you are going to an office in the morning. Now, wow. Now, go with the talk like this. So when the God woke me up in the morning, I said, my son, what's today's date? I said, Jesus Christ. Oh, after a while, I told my wife, tell this guy to stop this thing. I'm getting angry. It's cross the way Christians talk. We like to talk. That is just Christianese. It's Christianese. We just like to just yen, you know, just a yen, a gist. Say, bro, why you wear blue and white today? He said, the Lord spoke to me. As the color of the sky and the color of the sun, so shall your clothes be. So I looked at my wardrobe, and I saw white, the color of the sun, and I saw blue, the color of the skies. Now I deck up in this color, according to the word of the Lord. You know, there's a joke I crack all the time. One brother looked at me, because he respected me. Chooks, that's his name, a younger colleague. He said, Pastor Banky, I said, what? Did God speak to you concerning the woman you marry? I said, yes, he did. He said, how did he say it? I said, the officiating priest said, I pronounce you man and wife. The bro almost fell down. I said, listen, my friend, until that day, I married the girl where I like. You hear so? Uh-huh. Harass me with God said to God spoke to you. Because God spoke to you, you think that your marriage won't have problems. One man said, if God really has to speak to you concerning the woman you married, then you know you're in trouble. Yeah, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. Because for you, look, if I added my own to it, it's one of two things. Either her name is Mary and she has gotten the kind of belewe you don't understand, of which, without God talking, no normal human being will marry after that. No, you think about it. They just say, hey, Sister Mary, how now? Just passing by. Just, what's the apple? He said, I know, Brother Jukes, you won't understand. It's Holy Spirit. He said, is it Mary girl, look me in the face. I be like goat. You know, you can't even say something that makes sense. I mean, even tell me that somebody raped you. That makes more sense. Which one is Holy Ghost in this matter? he did what a normal human being would do. But because he was a kind man, he said, before they stone this girl and kill her for nothing, let's just do it secretly. Then the Lord now had to speak. In fact, when we were in secondary school, we acted that play. The guy who acted Joseph, as the Holy Spirit finished speaking, at the end of him speaking his dream, the guy woke up and said, Holy Spirit, wait. He woke up. Like, which kind of thing? He just said, Holy Spirit, be careful where the waka go. That is number one. Or like the man, I forgot the man of God now, the one he added to it. He said, God has to speak to you. He said, it means that there's so much trouble ahead that you would deny God, were it not that you would be able to remember that on a particular day. So, and I'm going to say,
Young men, remove the idols from your heart and marry and chase a godly woman. That's all. You don't need... Speak. Listen, I've been warning you. There are all kinds of voices. If you watch too many home movies, any girl that looks like Genevieve, Holy Spirit must talk. If you not talk, you will go record in voice. When they talk to somebody else, play them beside your own bed. I'm telling you. So when they speak, look, all kinds of voices are floating. What you hear, listen to me. Look, you have a radio. Your radio can receive more than 1,000 different radio stations. If you add the shortwave and everything. What you hear depends on what? The frequency you tune. It's not God speaking. It's where your heart is. You know how many devils are yearning away in the realm of the spirit? When they wake up in the morning, talk. They're just talking away. There are angels that like to talk. And they are good people. They are not talking to you. That's just the thing. When you tune their frequency, you will hear. There are times God is talking to somebody just to walk out past. Are you following my point? So stop shouting, God talk. He's talking, in quotes. You understand my point? What do? You tune your heart correctly. Take marriage as an example. How do you tune your heart? Stop talking unbelieving talk. No, in our village, they don't marry from there. That's unbelieving talk. No matter what God says after that, it's not God, it's devil. Because you tuned your heart wrongly. You tuned it according to the idols of a locality. God is on FM 1, you're on shortwave. I know shortwave is not declare. Yes, that's why it takes you 6 days to hear now. You go tune. I'm telling you. And when you're a woman, you know how to tune wrongly. So I'm looking for a man who will take care of me as if you're a project. That is wrong tuning. You don't tune your radio upside down. I didn't hear that there's a Christian not talking nonsense. You know, I need a man who can take care of me. What are you? An assignment in life. You didn't read the Bible that you're a helpmate, supposed to take care of a project. You and your husband, you know? In fact, he's a man that should say, I need a woman who can take care of me. If you understand my point? Yes, it's true. Because God said, I will make him a helper. Is that not so? How should you tune correctly? Say, I'm looking for a man who's going somewhere in life, who together we can do the will of God. My favorite scripture is Ecclesiastes chapter 1. He said, draw me unto you, let us run together. I said, you mind the man you can run with. That's true. You draw me after you, let us run together. That's how men marry. You marry a woman that you can run with. You marry a woman, as a woman, you run here, a man who's going somewhere that you can understand. Even if you don't know it yourself, at least he seems like he knows where he's going. Don't be tuning, you know, use worldly system to tune. At the end of the day, you say, hey, praise God. After I prayed for 17 hours over the span of 4 days, and the Holy Spirit began to speak. He said, shortwave you are hearing. That's why it's so difficult. 14 hours over 4 days. You couldn't hear anything. Shortwave, if not FM, correct FM. No, boom. The light will come on, red light, stereo. You will hear God clearly. I told the brother, I said, listen, I fine-tuned my heart with a few things. Charm is deceitful. Beauty is vain. A woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. That's number one. Number one, you don't love the Lord. What thing concern me and you? You don't not love, not the love. You know there are different loves of the Lord. The love of the Lord is, hey, when you're in church, I just worship. We just worship. That one, I have seen. Look, you can't shambala man, bim, 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 baby. That one doesn't concern. Listen, it's when you have not seen home movies. That's when those things will impress you. You never watch home movie. Who doesn't speak in tongues in home movie? Everybody does. Oh, come on, rubbish. How does it impress me? You join choir, you can sing. Listen. Whitney Houston was a choir girl. She go marry Thug. No, so that one doesn't impress me at all. Look. When I'm talking about loving the Lord, is loving the word of God. Is loving the word of God. When the word of God can correct you. That's the thing we're talking about. When that's the primary goal of your life. That's what we're calling loving the Lord. I'm not boy without my fine-tuning of my own ears. When I don't fine-tune myself well, the moment my wife said, please, can I talk to you? I looked and said, no. Holy Spirit has sent me to this place today. That was the first day we met. After that, I thought, there was something somebody said once. One thing I like about Banky that is very, very sincere. After that, I changed my mind and said, behave yourself. It was one sister, Ijeoma Udoku. That was Idoku. IJ. She was the one that persuaded me after that. I was just gisting with her after that. I just said, Pastor Banky, how far? I met one sister today. What's her name? What's her name? I said, that was the last one. When I mentioned the name, Ufoma, to her, she went on assignment. She will phone me. I said, IJ, easy now. This was a joke. He said, Pastor Banky, I'm coming first. Cut the long story short, anyway, I decided to follow Ijeoma's lead. That was how I decided to follow my wife up. Now I will come married today. I like to tell this story so that you stop feeling unspiritual. I'm a spiritual man. That's why you are here. If I wasn't spiritual, you wouldn't be here. The things that clog your ears. Because and I'm very happy my wife is not from my own part of the country. I'm from Ondo State, she's from Delta State. Not because it doesn't matter to me, right? I could marry from anywhere. But I like the fact that we are a bit far apart so that I can have boldness to talk. Are you getting my point? Uh-huh. So it's all those fine things. They say, where? She's from this place. No. Women from that area, they are very difficult. They like to run their husband's lives. You forget that if any man and woman be in Christ, she's a new creature. And wherever she's from is besides the point. She loves the Lord. She's a good woman. If you hear all kinds of tuning of ears I've heard, spiritual people just make a statement. I want to marry from this area. I say, why? Because the men, they know how to take care of their wives. Anyway, those are childish talk. We don't talk such things anymore. I like to tell this story because you've been praying for 4 days and God has not answered. That's why he has no answer. They wanted you to come today. Let me talk to you for him. The woman is a godly woman. You will like her. What do you mean? What stops me from being baptized? Seeing that I'm in the midst of many waters. That was a question that the Ethiopian eunuch asked. He did not say, has God spoken that I should be baptized? Did he say, sir? You preach the gospel. I have believed it. See water here. Which you remain? In the same manner, you are a single bobo. You see, nice sister. She is holy and spiritual. And I'm going to check my spirit. Listen, while you are checking your spirit, okay, sit down. Anyway, forget that side. The Lord is good. Call my message. I think that you'll be happy because God spoke to you. You know Joseph, eh? They didn't even let him pray. I just gave him a wife. Take. So, it's not the world, it's your spiritual gymnastics that we're talking about. Let me say, look, my time has gone. I now have to end my message. Look at you now. Once you get to that area, my boss no go let you rest. Though. They could draw the thing from your spirit like this. You can't get away. Anyway, this is what I was trying to make. That Naomi, Ruth, focused on the right things. Are you getting my point? And then she was led, without her trying, into the path of destiny. How Satan tempts us is to turn everything. And we use all our faith for ourselves. When we want to sow our Jaguda offering, it's towards our own needs. That's not Christian giving. I keep on saying it. I will say it until everybody has heard it. And then after that, until everybody believes it. Do you get my point? If you stretch your faith toward that which is good, you will see your faith rise. If you understand that your life, all right, has a purpose. Let's say you are creating a business, creating an enterprise. First, identify a need. Do you get my point? Yes, identify a need. I don't want to talk about that now, but there are two things you look for there.
a need and a skill. That is something you can do, something people need. Those two things, put them together, and as a Christian, be faithful. Go after a good name. What did I say? You go after a good name. With those two things, believe me, if God needs to specially create demand so as to make you prosper, He will. I've discovered in life, as a matter of fact, people prosper, Christians, because God said prosper. And before God says it, He wants to be sure you have identified these things. It's not about what's making money now. You made me read this book. What's the name of the book? Outliers. And that man explained that, listen, this is the point I'm making. Let me use my own words. He explained that seasons come and pass. And in certain seasons, certain people prosper, even though they did not plan for it. Are you getting what I'm saying? That is, there are people that all they are doing, and let me give a practical example. Imagine that you were marketing olive oil. You've been marketing olive oil for a while. Then Pentecostals just enter Nigeria. You know, so you don't reach with that. Those days, you winners. In fact, today, you winners. You can imagine 100,000 people buying a bottle a month. Can you be poor again? You'll be praying for Bishop that he mustn't die. In Jesus' name. You'll be praying for the church to prosper. There were people who were selling books because there's nobody they buy. Then Bishop Wedekpo began to preach about the importance of reading. He will say, this week, these are the three books you are going to look for. The whole of Lagos, if you stock those books, you've made it. You'll be going from shop to shop. Please, do you have angels on assignment? Do you have this book? Do you have? He didn't write them. He's not marketing them. He just said, everybody read them. That's it. You know Oprah Winfrey, you know, we mentioned her earlier. Those are the ones she used to do book review. Once she reviews your book, you are rich. Oprah just says, you know, in fact, let me give an example. The day Barack Obama went to this summit of the Americas, and this, what's the name of this, socialist man in South America, what's his name now? Hugo Chavez. Chavez got up and went across to Obama and gave him a book that he should please read. I've forgotten the name of the book now. Overnight, that book became the number two selling book on Amazon. This was a book that the author didn't make anything from. Maybe. Then Hugo Chavez, in the world's view, everybody looking, he took the book to prove to Barack Obama that you guys have been doing the rest of the world evil. He took the book to Barack Obama and gave it to him. He said, "Oga, read this book." And Obama took it, laughed, shook his hand, and that kind of thing. Overnight, Amazon, see order. Everybody wanted to read the book that Hugo Chavez gave to Barack Obama. Barack Obama wrote book. Who buy him? Nobody. Then he won the election as senator. People say, where did the book where this boy write that time? They begin by. Then he wrote the second one and then won the presidential primaries, Republican Party and Democratic Party. That's it. Even in Nigeria, you see posters in front of shops. Barack Obama's Dreams for My Father and Audacity of Hope sold here. I mean, I got text messages and emails telling me that now we have in stock Audacity of Hope and Dreams of My Father. And my friend came from UK to visit that time. I saw him with the two books. I said, read and finish, give them to me. That's why I get my own copy. Seasons come and they do what? They go. What am I going to explain? You can't run after wealth and get it. No. It's when God breathes the thing upon you. I talked about Ruth. Her faith was not because she was laboring for faith. Our faith was working through what? Love. In whatever you are doing, that must be your watchword. It must be your watchword. And God will use that one to lead you into places. I will never forget what Pascal Dozé said. When they were selling the GSM licenses, that time, and MTN bidded, and Econet, and the other company that was not giving it to, that did not pay, and they took it from. Anyway, four companies, MTEL included, got the licenses, and they paid $285 million. And Hakim Bulosaki said, at $285 million, that no company will make money for a long time. And they asked Pascal Dozé, he said, it's not about making money.
He said Nigeria too should have GSM.
Do you get the point? I'm not judging the rest of his life or anything, but that statement, somebody quoted it for me, I can never forget. That Abba, we too should progress. You know, one of the problems I think America is having right now is the economic crisis. This is my personal persuasion. The government encouraged people to be running all over the world for cheaper labor, cheaper labor, cheaper, so that they can just, the company can be making money. They will be sacking their people and running abroad. Nobody says anything. Now all the jobs have run to China. Now they are borrowing money from China. Because what can we get? What can we get? What can we get? What can we get? Listen, don't let a worldly economist teach you how to do business, telling that love is not involved in business. It's not true. Henry Ford became Henry Ford because he looked and said, why can't people who make cars drive them? Henry Ford became Henry Ford because he said, if I give you a book, if I sell you a car, why should it spoil overnight? He was the one that said all this warranty and everything, putting shops everywhere to keep his cars running. He said, if you buy a car from me, no, it shouldn't spoil. He prospered. And those who worked with him prospered because that's what he wanted. John Johnson said, I never started business to become rich. The idea is just that, look, the black man should be told that he's a person. He became a billionaire. Do you get my point?